And I'm Father God, I give you full and total complete rule and reign in this church. This is your church, your service. You do what you know best to do. You know exactly what your people need to hear. And Father, we are allowing the joy of the Lord to be our strength. And Father God, we are going to bring joy into a world that has no joy. For we know from whence we came. And Father, we just thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We need to just thank God for each and every day we even breathe. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but we need a fresh new season. We need fresh new words from God. And we just need fresh. Everything's been so stale, hasn't it? It's the same old, same old. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the same old, same old. And I've been praying, God, just move in a mighty, mighty way. You know, let this be the day. You know, every day be the day. But, you know, when you get up in the morning, let this be the day where your glory just falls upon me and I can take it to the nations. Each one of you should do that, you know. Just ask God, you know. Every one of you are walking out your own salvation. Each one of you have a different thing going on in your life. And so each one of you should have a different, you know, joy, a different kind of joy. Because you'll meet people that won't be able to stand my joy. You know, they need your joy. And that's why God placed them in your path. So please just spread the joy of the Lord. I was looking at something on the website, and you had that picture of me up there, and I'd look like I'm sad. And I got those looking around, you know, different pictures, and I'm never smiling. I'm always have that little puppy dog look type thing going on, you know. And some people might need that puppy dog thing. But, you know, and you might be one, you know, that you just smile all the time. And people need that. You know, some people can't stand too much joy at one time. They say, how come they're always happy? Like Gabriel says, how come he's always happy? You know, Isaiah, he's the happiest kid in the world. I say, he loves to live. That's, you know, and I love it. I said, I love him being like that because, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of day you're having, he brings light and joy to that day. You know, so you don't know what you're doing to people. You know, you don't know how you're affecting people. So please just let joy of the Lord just bubble up inside of you. And let's just go forth like Jesus did. Jesus was all, if you read, really read, he was always happy and carrying on, you know. And so why aren't we happy and carrying on? People, you know, people came out there and sat on the ground and listened to him preach. And, you know, and they were all happy to be there. That's what people should be like around us. You just can't wait to be in somebody's presence because you like what you feel when you're in their presence. Amen. You know, just like Jesus, you know, you can't wait to, when he comes to visit you, you sit and wait and wait, and then when he drops on you, you get so excited you don't know what to do with yourself. All right? Some of you are looking at me like you don't quite understand what I'm saying, but you will one day. All right, let's get into teaching. Fresh season of favor. Prophetically, the church has entered into a fresh season of favor. God said everything is brand new. Isn't that what he's been telling us? And we're in a new era. Favor is a supernatural force that God places on your life to catapult you to fulfill the destiny he has for you and for his people. Favor is a supernatural force that God places on your life to catapult you to fulfill the destiny he has for you and for his people. Favor is one of God's supernatural weapons that accomplishes his purposes in every generation. And you know, God told me a while back that we don't use all the weapons that he places in his word, and a lot of us don't use favor, and it is a weapon. In scripture, favor is what happens when God shows you preference. He gives you advantages that others may not get. I want you to think, you know, think about that. God could just let you just be blessed and blessed and blessed, and the guy next to you isn't blessed. You have found great favor in God's eyes. So, God, all right, so Let's just put it this way. You might have two friends, but the one of them just brings you so much joy and so much delight. So you show them a lot of favor. You want to be around them all the time instead of the other one. And so this is the way it is with God. When you obey, become obedient to God and do everything he's asking you to do, and whenever he puts you in trials and tribulations, you go through them. I won't say we won't grumble, because we do, but as you're grumbling, you go through them anyway. You find great favor in the eyes of the Father. And we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of it, that we are human. I don't know about you, but when I was born again, I thought I quit becoming human. You know, but then one day God said, you're still flesh and blood. What I mean by that is, I thought I shouldn't get upset, and all that kind of stuff. And God said, you're still flesh and blood. You're still human. So, let's be human, but let us walk like Christ walks. If you really watch these people when they're up there singing and everything, you ever watch what the gyrations that they go through? Some of the things they do, and you look at them, and they're just so happy. We're like with the drummer thing. That one guy's so happy, he didn't want to do this stuff. He just grabs a drumstick and starts beating the drum. And I'm quite sure there's not even no tune to it, but he just doesn't know what to do with himself. And see, this is just, and God loves that. He loves it when we do things like that. And he enjoys being around us, all right? All right, I said, in Scripture, favor is what happens when God shows you preference. He gives you advantages that others may not get. It is when his anointing is there to open doors that would otherwise not be opened. It is in his presence that will nudge you into the blessing he has for you. It causes even the secular world to cooperate with God's plans and agendas when you have favor with God. It is as if he lets you borrow his cologne, and everywhere you go, you smell just like him. Some of you stinketh. We don't always have God's cologne on us, right? We have that little bit of a devil in us that's trying to act up. All right, the Lord is breathing on this word, and we need to step into it and activate his favor over our lives, our children, our finances, our workplace, and our nation. I said that because I don't know about you, but I have found out that I'm really not walking in the fullness of what God wants me to walk in. You're in the full joy of what he wants me to walk in. No matter what's going around about me, I'm not walking in the fullness of the joy of the Lord. And God has an anointing upon my life, on all of our lives. He has anointing upon the prophetic words he's spoken over your life. And we need to understand that and walk in that, so we have the favor of God on our life. Some of you sitting in here today, that God has used you to do things that he doesn't use other people to do. That's because you have found favor in his eyes, and he's placed more anointing on you than he has on somebody else. Now, I know that anybody can lay hands on the sick and all those things that God said we can do, but you have to understand also that there are certain people that he chooses to put great favor on, and he will use them to do great signs, wonders, and miracles. And I want each one of you to start walking in that revelation. Not everybody is going to be out there doing great. They'll be doing little signs, wonders, and miracles. But it's just, all right, let me just say, like Catherine Kuhlman, A.A. Allen. They found favor in God's eyes, and God gave them special anointings to do what they did. Right now, God is looking for those who he can trust to place that anointing on them so he can use them to take this glory to the world. You girls, you don't understand this yet, but God has picked you girls out, and you have found favor in his eyes. It doesn't matter what you're going through. We're all working through something. And he wants to use you girls to bring the glory into your young people's lives, other young people's lives. Don't allow the enemy to use you for his glory. Let me just put it this way. If you find yourself, you really love the Lord with all your heart, and you really find yourself struggling really hard to get out of that sin nature, but something always draws you back, that's the enemy, because he knows how much favor you have in God's eyes, and he is trying to keep you from going into the fullness of what God is calling you to do. And what you have to do is quit. I'm just going to use Aaron for an example. He'd come over for Thanksgiving dinner, and he was standing there talking, and God said, I want you to look at my son through my eyes. And what God showed me totally amazed me at what he truly is inside. It hasn't come to the forefront yet. And seeing what the enemy's doing is trying to keep him bound in whatever he's in and using him for his glory so he doesn't walk into what God's calling him to walk in, and he uses God's glory. And when you find great favor in the eyes of God, you will be fought like you've never been fought before. And whenever you're being fought that hard, you need to understand, I am truly called of God. I have great favor on my life, and devil, you're a liar. When you're fought like that, you ought to understand that you're being fought because you truly are going to do a great and powerful thing. Andrew, you're listening very intently because God is addressing this to you. You know, if you weren't going to do anything great for God, the devil would leave you alone. He just really would. You could walk, no sin, no sin nature, and you could walk with God, but the devil would never bother you. But because of the strong anointing on your life, the enemy is plaguing you. And I know a lot of people say, well, I'll never get through this. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I can say this because, you know, I've always gone to church. I was not into sin. I just wasn't. And I had a good life. And when I was 15, God called me into the ministry. You know, when I became born again, all hell broke loose in my life. Everything could go wrong, went wrong. And when I asked God, I said, what is going on here? He said, when you said, here I am, Lord, use me, the enemy was there and heard you say that too, and he's trying to stop you. See, before I became born again, I was no threat to him. Before I knew that I could talk to the Father and the Father could talk to me, before I knew I could lay hands on the sick and they would recover and raise the dead, whatever else, I was no threat to him. But once I knew the truth, then I became a threat, and he started trying to destroy me. Are you understanding this? And so don't feel like you're the only one. Like God always tells me, you're not the only one in the boat. You're not the only one fighting these battles. Everybody that's truly God's child is fighting these battles. And God always told me that this would be a swinging door church. He said, because I'm going to send in ministers that I want you to teach, and then I'm going to take them out there, and they're going to minister my word. So everybody that comes through these doors is a potential minister. I don't care, evangelist, whatever you want to call it. And what God is doing is bringing you into the depths of the fullness of him so he can use you to go out there and destroy the enemy's camp. Everybody comes through these doors. That's what you're here for. Because God has set you apart. You found he's given you favor, and he's trying to get you growed up to the place where he can use you. Many have come in and out of these doors. And not very many. Some have went and started churches. Not very many are doing that, though. Why? Because they cannot fight the enemy. They cannot walk in the fullness of the blessings of God. They cannot get rid of their sin nature, so God can't use them. What's the word say? Many are called, but few are chosen. No. So everybody who comes to the door is a chosen person. Is a called person. But will God choose you? That's totally up to you. You know, I look at Catherine there. When she first came in here, I thought she was a basket case. But if you look at her today, she's dynamite for God. She has grown abundantly, and so she's going to fulfill the calling that God has upon her life. Are you understanding this? It's all because of favor. When God sends you in, you already have favor. And now he's trying to grow you up in the ways that he wants you to go. Not me, not the world, but the way his word wants you to grow up in total fullness. All right, let's talk about activating favor. First, favor is through the blood of Jesus. Psalm 5:12 says, "For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Favor is one of the blessings that comes with righteousness. And that means that every person who is covered by the blood of Jesus can ask for and receive the favor of God on their lives. It is not our righteousness that qualifies us for favor. It is his. I'm going to stop and I'm going to just tell you something else about Catherine. You know, when Catherine came in here, you know, Christopher was, he was the head. And Catherine was a tail. You know, in other words, he knew a lot and she didn't. But then what happened was, okay, you were the first and she was the last. What happened was the last then became the first. And she's more anointed right now than Christopher is. I mean, he's greatly anointed, but she's anointed greater. You see what we're saying here? That can happen. That can happen to anybody sitting in this room. You know, you could be sitting with one of the most anointed persons in the world, but if you follow God and find favor in his eyes, then you can become more anointed. I hope you're understanding this, because God truly wants you guys to understand that I'm hearing him say this is a Christmas present to you. It's a gift that he has given you, and the gift is favor. All right, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin," you know, Jesus, "who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." It's through Jesus that we become the righteousness. As you exercise faith in Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross, you are righteous in him. In the first Passover, every household marked by the blood was delivered from the powers of death. And you know that's in the Old Testament. By exercising faith in Jesus, you are marked by the blood of the Lamb of God. You're marked. You belong to God. The one about whom John the Baptist declared in John 1:29, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." You are marked by his blood, and therefore you are marked for blessing. Now, come on, let's just quit walking under the curse. Well, you know, when I was studying this, you know, I thought, God, I've been walking under the curse. Now, I'm sick and tired of that. Now, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to walk under the blessing. I know I have favor in your eyes. You tell me that over and over again. But I haven't been walking in that favor. And it's me that's keeping me from walking in it, not God. All right? You know, we have our own free wills. And sometimes we get stupid. And we don't understand what God is saying. And we don't walk in the fullness of what God's asking us to do. God's favor surrounds you, your family, your children, and everything you do. All right. Second, favor will be tested. The life of Joseph is a classic example of how the favor of God works. On the one hand, Joseph experienced extreme favor. On the other hand, he experienced a tremendous attack. Doesn't that fit your category? Or don't you fit in that category? You have extreme favor from God, but then on the other hand, then the enemy's attacking you. God told me he's picked up everything he has in hell and he's thrown it at his church right now. So you're under a tremendous attack right now. But every time the enemy pulled Joseph down, the Lord poured out more favor on his life. Watch your life. You know, if people are trying to pull you down, just watch how God, he just keeps blessing and blessing. Yeah, just keeps blessing you. Pay attention to what is going on in your life. Really. Like, you know, I the other day I said, yeah, there's all hell breaking loose. And I said, I have perfect peace. You know, I'm starting to watch what's going on in my life more intently than I did before. And other people would just have a nervous breakdown, but I have perfect peace. Are you understanding? And you would too. Some of you are going through things, and you know, the any other time you would have a nervous breakdown. But because the favor of God, He's placed you, and He told me, I've placed you in a bubble, and the enemy can't touch you. So, you know, you need to get in that bubble of favor where the enemy can't touch you. All right, from slavery to imprisonment, we're talking about Joseph. He went from slavery to imprisonment to government. God lifted Joseph's head and prospered him in everything that he touched. Everything that he touched, just not one or two. Not only that, but those Joseph served also experienced God's blessing because he was with them. You know, so if you're in a household where there's just half sinners and half saints, everybody's going to get blessed if you're walking under the favor of God. Everybody's just going to walk under that blessing. And you can't say, I don't want them to be blessed. Because God just might pull your blessing away from you. Are you understanding this? So when you have favor, it does not mean that you will not experience challenges in your life. And how many of you right now, before right now, you thought you wouldn't have any challenges? That because you said, God, I really do love you, and you come up here and do the altar call, you know, and have God do different things to you, you think you're going to get up and walk out of here and just be shined upon. Well, so when you have favor, it does not mean that you will not experience challenges in your life. You will, in fact, have battles. But it means that wherever you are, you will have the favor of God resting on you, blessing you and turning your setback into a setup for His victory. It means that wherever you go, you carry the fragrance, the favor, and the dunamis energy of God to bless. All right, you know, we traveled all the time being in the military, and I'd always want to get a job, and I would go and apply for jobs that I didn't have no experience with at all. And, and I would get the job. I didn't know how to, one job I got out of the air base, I didn't know how to do nothing. And I got the job. And, you know, an airman said, I know you don't know what you're doing, so I'm going to help you. And he taught me my job. I didn't know how to run the machines. He wanted me to run or nothing. But that's just one job. Every job, and like I got the job at the college. You had to have a college degree. At that point, I didn't. And you had to have other specifications, which I didn't. But I got the job, and my boss said, I don't know how you got the job. But I was a real quick learner, so, you know, I learned real quickly. But that I didn't know it then, but that was the favor of God. Because God knew I needed to work, and He knew that I didn't have the education, you know, that I needed. I did get the education, did go to college and everything afterwards. But still in all, I didn't have what I needed to get the job. Are you listening? That's favor. All right, third, favor is for the humble. The same favor that exalted Joseph to greatness is the same favor that allowed Joseph to be broken. The same favor that exalted Joseph to greatness is the same favor that allowed Joseph to be broken. Same God working with you. You still have favor with Him, but He's going to let you go through some things. I'm sure after being singled out by his brothers and falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, Joseph was probably thinking, I could do without this favor. I've said that. Amen. I don't need all this. Amen. But every attack transformed Joseph into the humble vessel in whom God could entrust greater and greater levels of favor and authority. Every attack transformed Joseph. God resists the proud, but time and time again in Scripture, He promises to exalt, favor, and give grace to the humble. God resists the proud, but time and time again in Scripture, He promises to exalt, favor, and give grace to the humble. A young church member who works as a school bus driver was falsely accused at his job. That's a little bit of a story. He asked the church for prayer. They specifically asked the Lord to give him favor. The charges were soon found to be fabricated, and his accusers were fired. He asked God for what? Favor. He didn't ask God to kill them. All right. Shortly after this, he was driving a bus full of kids when one of the students pulled out a gun, walked up to him, and tried to hijack the bus. It was a volatile situation that could have resulted in great tragedy, but this young man carried the favor of God on his life. He carried the anointing of the Holy Spirit to diffuse that situation, calm all the children on his bus, and extend the authority of heaven over the plans for the destruction of this troubled student. The favor of God propelled this young man from accusation to hero, and his story was headlined across the nation. You know, you can be in the worst scenario, and God, if you have favor in your life, God will bring you through it. If you learn to sit still and let the salvation of the Lord work on your life, the favor of God that's there over you will take over, and God will see you through anything you have to, the enemy's trying to take you through. Are you listening? The fourth, favor is for a purpose. Psalm 105, 16 through 19 says, when he summoned a famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, he had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what he had said came to pass. The word of the Lord tested Joseph. You can go out there and spout the word. Well, you're going to be tested. You better be spouting the word. But what I'm saying is, as you do that, you're going to be tested. God's favor was not just for Joseph personally. Did you hear that? God's favor was not just for Joseph personally. God's favor had a mission that went back to his original promise to Abraham, which is Genesis 12, 2 and 3. And I will make you a great nation, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Guys, don't you want your household to be blessed? You know, so you, if you carry the favor of God, then everybody, I don't care how much you don't like them, they're going to be blessed. You said, look at them. They're sitting around doing absolutely nothing, and I've worked my fingers to the bones all my life, and they're being blessed. Well, thank God they are, because that means you have found great favor in the eyes of God, and he's blessing you, and so that blessing is overflowing, and we keep talking about the overflow, but we don't want to sort of overflow some things onto people. But you're going to have to not be stingy. If you're going to walk in the favor of God, you're just going to have to let everybody be blessed too. Who cares if they're being blessed? At least you're getting what you need, right? So that's how I feel about it. As long as God is blessing me, you know, and meeting my needs, I don't care who else is getting blessed by it. And you know what? Every now and then the devil tries to make me get upset because they're being blessed. You listen? I mean, I do. I do. You probably don't do that, but I do. Now, I have to fight that. You know, I really have to fight that and say, God, I'm so sorry that the devil's able to put that thought in my head that, no, but they shouldn't be blessed. All right? Remember that next time you have those emotions. All right, Joseph's entire journey was a testimony of God's favor, preparing a vessel that would be in the right place, at the right time, in the right position, with the right training, humility, and authority to save his people. Let's read that again. Joseph's entire journey was a testimony of God's favor, preparing a vessel that would be in the right place, at the right time, in the right position, with the right training, humility, and authority to save his people. Are you there yet? Are you there yet? Or are you still trying to get there? We don't have any more time to waste. We have this harvest, as God says, rotting on the vine, that we have to bring in. I'd run around and say, I have favor, I have favor. I do that. I have the favor of God in my life. I keep yelling out to the devil. And the devil can't take your favor away from you. He favored Joseph as his instrument to preserve the seed of Abraham and to fulfill his promise to future generations in a time when drought and famine threatened to wipe out the entire region. He favored Joseph as his instrument to preserve the seed of Abraham and to fulfill his promise to future generations in a time when drought and famine threatened to wipe out the entire region. God has put favor on you guys for this time and this purpose. You need the favor of God right now to be able to go out there and minister to the lost in the dying world. And if you have the favor of God on you, when you minister to people, it's going to change people's lives. You might not even know it. They might walk away and you think, well, that was wasted time. No, it wasn't. If you have the favor of God in your life and you minister anywhere, anything, something has happened to somebody in that group of people or the one person you were talking to. A seed was planted. And because you found favor in the eyes of God, that seed that was planted, the Holy Spirit's going to hover over it and cause that seed to grow and take root and grow and produce whatever God wants it to produce. More souls. I think it's time that we as a body of Christ understand that we have a purpose in this life. We have a mission to accomplish. And we've been trying to, I know I've been trying to fulfill this mission now for 20 years since the other part of my life was over. And I'm getting tired of waiting for this glory to drop. And so, because we need the glory because signs, wonders, and miracles are going to occur. And, and God has been, and you same people keep coming. And so I know that you're the group of people. God said he was going to have a handful that he was going to work through. And I know that you're the handful he's going to work through because he told me that, all right? And what he's trying to do is get you so full of himself that the enemy won't be able to touch you in any way, shape, or form. And when you're out there ministering, you'll just stand there like you're God himself. You'll be so full of confidence, and the angels around about you, and you won't be concerned about the consequences of what you say because you know that you have found favor in the eyes of God, and you know that God's Holy Spirit is speaking through you. Are you understanding this? I'm here. I just heard God say, no more witch hunts. Just walk in the Spirit, flow in the Spirit, and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you because you are a vessel of honor. Now, see, you have to get that from here to here. You've heard all this stuff in your head. Now you're going to have to get that, what you heard from here, to your heart, to your spirit, so then you walk in the fullness of what God's been doing with you all this time. You've been here 6 years, Aaron? Aaron saw us on... We're just Facebook or something. Okay, he ran across it. And so he said, told his family, I want to go there. And now he wanted to leave, he couldn't. He's found favor in the eyes of God, and he's sort of cemented here. But he's growing by leaps and bounds. And, all of you didn't come here just because somebody invited you. They might have, but really the Holy Spirit wanted you, drew you, and that's why you came, because he's trying to grow you up and make you the person you're supposed to be. And I know that if I fight these battles and want to quit, you do too. If the battle's hard and you don't really want to quit, but you just want to sit down for a season or something, but you can't do that. God won't let you because of the favor in your life. He will not allow you to even entertain those thoughts. They come, but they go. And if you aren't there, thank God, because that's one of the toughest battles there is. To continually have to fight the harassment of the enemy to tell you that you're finished. All right, before you ever get started. All right, we are in a fresh season of favor. This is a prophetic picture in a prophetic season for God's church. We are living in a measure of a modern day famine today as our international markets shake and tremble. We are in a famine in the church. a famine of the truth, a famine of the Holy Spirit moving. And God wants to break that famine, and he wants to break it in everybody's life. Nations are on the brink of bankruptcy and economic collapse. You know, we are just like Joseph was. Everything that was going on in Joseph's time is going on right now. And do you know how much of the church doesn't know what you know? There's so many people out there that don't even know that, well, don't even believe in the Holy Spirit because they taught that that's demonic. And this is Holy Spirit time. You know, you have to be walking in the Holy Spirit in order for God to use you and move through you and do what he wants to do with you. All right, Brittany, God wants to use you in the school. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if one day you walked into school and you understood the favor of God and you walked in and you said, good morning, and everybody fell out in the Spirit because of the power of God that came out of you as you spoke those words. That's what's going to happen. And God is trying, he wants it to happen right now, not tomorrow, not the next day, not a year from now. He wants it to happen right now. All right, so I said nations are on the brink of bankruptcy and economic collapse, but God, in his mercy, is raising up his Josephs that will bring his favor not only on his people, but will bless the nations, cities, and businesses in which they serve. There may be famine in your workplace. There may be famine in your health. There may be barrenness in your family. There may be a drought in our culture, education, and government, but God wants to give you favor and make you an instrument of blessing. You. Each one you have to take this person, he wants to make you that vessel. He wants to place all that favor on you. I know I have the favor of God, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I know I have. And I know I've had the favor of God in my life ever since I've been born. And I know I was born for such a time as this. Now, I want you all to know the same thing about yourselves. This is not a one-person show. You know, you need to understand it too, that you were born for such a time as this. You have the favor of God on you, and God wants to use you to do great exploits for his kingdom. The heavens are pregnant with God's dreams of divine strategies and instructions to prosper us in a time of famine. Remember, he told us when food, there is no food, he's going to feed us. Now, how many of you are going to believe you have the favor of God on you, really believe it, and then let him feed you when there is no food? I just hope that little crow is clean when he brings mine. All right. God's anointing is here for those who will humbly carry his favor, grace, and power without taking glory for themselves. Are you listening? Why did Catherine Kuhlman have a heart attack and died? She was upset because God gave somebody else the same anointing she had, and she argued with God about it, so she just had a heart attack and died. She wrote that in her book. Well, somebody wrote it down for her. But she said, I'm sick because I didn't want anybody else to carry the same glory that I carried. So remember that. We share the glory. We share the favor. Well, we don't really share the favor. Each one of us have he puts his own favor in each one. But we share his glory. And we don't try to take anything on ourselves. All right? Are you a willing vessel who will throw the towel in and say, here I am, Lord, use me for your glory? This is what God had me write down. Are you a willing vessel who will throw the towel in and say, here I am, Lord, use me for your glory? In other words, throw your flesh in the ring and say, I'm ready now, God, for you to use me. The Lord wants his favor to shine on his bride in these days so that the nations will come to her light. And this is, I was so excited when he said that because here we go. This is us. Gave this years ago. And it says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And every time I read that, when are you going to realize that your light has come? Come on. Arise, shine, for your light has come, not going to. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So you're already carrying the glory. You're just not carrying the fullness of the glory. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. That's already happening. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. See, it's that scripture, everything I told you this morning. And God had me put that up there because that's us. Come on. It's us. The Gentiles shall come to your light. And who's the Gentiles? The unsaved. And kings to the brightness of your rising. In other words, and the kings are those who said you weren't nothing. And if you read Philadelphia Church, those who said you're nothing are going to come and sit at your feet and listen to what God is speaking. I mean, you know, that's exciting, guys. I mean, it's really exciting. The Lord wants to activate his favor in you this morning. You know, some of you sat there like, really? No, it's not really. It is real. And God wants to pour favor. You know, I wouldn't have to tell you this. I could say, well, I want all this favor. I'm not going to tell them they can get favor. I could do that, you know. But I'm not here for that. I'm here to teach you. I'm here to train you with whatever God gives me to give you so you can go out there and do your thing. Well, God's thing. And if any of you are called to be an evangelist, that's a hard road. Because you have to, well, it's easy, but it's hard because you go out there, you're all excited. People, you don't know the people. People don't know you. And they hear there's a prophet coming, an evangelist prophet. And they just can't, they just come in and just fill every seat there is in the church. And they're so excited and God moves greatly. Then you have the pastor. They're jealous because they don't have that anointing. And the people don't get excited over them. That's what happens when you're an evangelist. You go out on the road because it happened to me all the time. In Pennsylvania, one pastor went around to every church that I went to and told them I was of the devil and forget everything I taught them. She died of a heart attack. Guys, whatever God gives you, you give out to others. And as you give out, he fills you up. And he gives you new revelation knowledge. And I know some of you, God said he's going to take you up into the heavenly realm. He's going to give you, show you things that's never been seen before. And then what are you going to do with that? Bring it back, he said, and tell the church. Are you ready for that? Or are you content and just sitting there? If you're content and sitting there, I feel sorry for you. If you really want to get excited, work for God. And every day is in a different... Every day is an adventure. You never know what to expect. And what you don't expect is there. So what do you really want with your walk with God is my question to you this morning. Do you want the fullness of everything he has? I mean, you can be content just sitting on a seat, whether they have the 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. My sister who has passed away, she said, Barbie, there's a 30, 60, 100, which I knew. And she said that she was a 60-fold, but she said, but you're a 100-fold, and that's why you're doing what you're doing. And so why do you sitting there being a 30 or 60? Why not be 100? Why not walk in all the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Come on, Andrew, get it together. Suck it up. And do what God's asking you to do. The altar's open if you really want the favor of God on your life this morning.